Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Welcome to our show. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we have special guests with us, our very good friends, Jim and Melinda Mantell. Jim was in radio. We were on Cleveland radio at the same time. He was on the country station. I was on the rock station. So we have some really good memories. We've known each other for over four decades. And needless to say, they got on the road and they're doing the same thing we are. They've been doing it for 9 months. They have almost an identical RV that we have. The Bay Star, it's about 30 feet long. Mm-hmm. So they suffer through the same things we do. No, right. I'm just kidding. You don't really
suffer. No, we suffer through completely different things.
Right, because they were smart. They bought used.
You know what?
Not like us.
But we had our RV less than 2 hours before I damaged it.
Yes. Yes.
Less than 2 hours.
Okay, you got to tell the story.
You know, it's really interesting because we came up through Florida to Wilmington. Jim and Melinda called us and said, we just got an RV. Mm-hmm. And it's at a dealership in Wilmington. You can stop by and see it. And we saw it. It's a Bay Star. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we were all excited for you guys.
We were, yes.
And then Jim headed down to pick up the RV. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, we headed down and we picked it up and she wasn't feeling well and it was taking some time to do all the paperwork and all that nonsense. So she said, I'm just going to go home. And I said, okay. Well, she took off and she was gone like 45 minutes, an hour ahead of me. And you don't drive fast in these things. So I finally leave. I knew she wasn't feeling well, so I kind of figured she was laying down. So she texted me at one point and said, you know, I'm home. And I said, well, I'm almost there. And so I got there and I pulled in and I started backing up the driveway, figuring she was laying down, not realizing she was coming out to help me. And 30 feet is a lot longer than you think it is. Yeah. And I thought I had about five more feet when I heard, bam!
Oh.
And I backed the ladder on the back of the RV right into the top of the garage.
Oh, man.
Didn't do any damage to the RV itself, but it really ruined the ladder.
$700.
Oh.
Before I could even buy a towel.
The great thing about her is she never brings things up again and again and again
and again
and again and again. Never.
No.
I've heard about that ladder so many times.
And you know how you're standing behind going, stop, stop. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. So he doesn't have a window open. Yeah. He's not looking. All the things we've learned now, we have our walkie-talkies. We have our backup camera.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't even think we had put the license plates on really secure yet. When you hit that.
God. Did she force you to watch the Hallmark Channel after that?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I. Yes. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yes.
But it is funny how things can happen quickly.
Yes. And I mean fast.
Yeah. Yes. And it just does. Mm-hmm. And it's just, unfortunately, it's part of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, you heard Bonnie and Ken talk about theirs.
Oh,
and
man,
how he said it was slow motion that he saw that boat motor, the propeller, come through his windshield.
That windshield. Oh. Could you imagine?
No.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think you can after the story I just heard the other day.
Oh.
That I was
like
never
I said,
aware
I'm glad
of.
She doesn't bring. So, as we were leaving Tucson, we have a condo there, and they have covered parking because it's very hot there and the sun beats down on everything. The covers on these, it's just a parking lot with poles in the ground. They got these covers on them. And they're, I don't know, 8.5, 9 feet off the ground. And there's a circle, a turnaround circle down below our condo. And the RV was big enough that I had to go around the turnaround circle. And there's trees in the circle. And I'm going to make a big wide turn so that I don't hit the trees with the RV. And as I'm making the big wide turn, out of the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of this roof of the covered parking that is about to come right through dead center in the middle of my windshield.
Oh,
I stopped. If there was a half an inch between the roof and the windshield, I'm probably exaggerating.
Oh, wow.
It was so close.
Oh,
and I wasn't going fast, but I was going 4 or 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That would have been disaster.
Oh, man.
Especially when you talked about the other people and how expensive the windshields are. What was it, $4,000?
$4,500.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. But you brought up a good point. You were in Tucson. You have a condo. You took a break there. You guys were there for, I think it was December.
A
month of December, stayed in your condo.
And I thought, well, did you get antsy? You know, how did you feel taking a break from the RV?
About 3 weeks in, I was like, I'm ready to get out of here and hit the road again.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
You? Yeah.
No, I agree.
We had that conversation.
And our kids came for Christmas, which was wonderful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was wonderful. And we did a lot of stuff with them. But, yeah. Because I think you're used to it.
Yeah, we've been in one place too long.
Yeah.
But I noticed that too. When we started to take driving trips, you know, you'd come back from maybe 10 days on the road or something, and, you know, you're back at work and everything. And then about a month later, you're like, man, I'd like to get back out on the road.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a heck of a great feeling, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, you guys have been at this for 9 months now. What do you see? I mean, do you see an end to it? Do you see an eventual end of the journey, or do you have plenty more to go?
Well, yeah, we have a lot left that we haven't seen. Melinda's focused on the end. She's a very organized, anal retentive would be a good word for it, OCD, and wants everything to be in its place and know where its place is and know when it's going to get there. So she's more focused on where are we going to end up and how are we going to do this, because we don't own anything anymore. And I'm more like, and we had this conversation the other day, I'm more of, look, tomorrow's not even promised.
Right, yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now.
Right.
So let's enjoy this now, and we'll figure that out when we get there, if we get there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's a chance that, you know, and one of the reasons I retired when I did was because so many people who did the same job that we did that I knew were dropping dead.
Yeah.
And before they ever got to enjoy anything, any of the fruits of their labor. And it's like, I don't want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got up in the middle of the night. You got up in the middle of the night for an awfully long time. And I want to enjoy what we've earned out of that.
Yeah.
And so I'm more focused on, you know, what we're doing, what we're going to do in next month, or what we're going to do in 2 weeks. And I'm trying to convince her to focus that. But, you know, if you're not wired that way, you just can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
You can't just turn it off. And I understand that. Doesn't make it any less frustrating.
But it's been helpful with my map. I have a map on the side of the RV that I get to put a sticker on each time we go to a new state.
Oh, that's right.
Now, you have to sleep there, though. Mm-hmm. You can't just drive through.
She wanted to stop in Oklahoma and take a nap. So we could put Oklahoma on the map. We're going from Arkansas to Texas.
I'm very, you know, driven by challenging.
Right.
Uh-huh. So we've been to 16 states. I do want to do all the states.
So Oklahoma is not on it yet.
Not yet.
No.
Oh.
And neither is Louisiana, and we came straight across. We missed Louisiana.
Well, we went north.
But no.
Right, you didn't stay
there. We didn't
even
go through it. We didn't even touch.
So you look at the map, and it drives me crazy because we have a blank spot right there.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
So we came
through Alabama and Mississippi.
North Carolina down to Florida, and then over this way. But no Louisiana.
We went north into Memphis and then into Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So we miss Louisiana.
Wow.
Well, we get that all the time. People say to us, you know, where would you like to settle down? Where do you see yourself living? And we really don't know.
I don't know.
We've seen some amazing places.
Oh, yes. I've seen a lot of places.
Most of which we can't afford.
Well, that's
right.
It.
That's the problem.
I was going to say, did we not say the other night, we could do right about here? But no, we can't.
Right.
You know, that trailer park in Palm Springs.
Oh, my God. But we'd have a good view. Bob Hope's house would be our neighbor.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But I've never seen trailers for $130,000 and
$40,000. I could not live in California.
No. No,
just
that'd be tough.
The gas prices and just
the
whole economic spectrum of California is just, I would be a madman.
I'll tell you one thing. I love Arizona.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about a diverse state from Bisbee all the way up to the Grand Canyon. You get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we found out when we were there, because we'd never really, she'd been down to Tubac, but I'd never been south of I-10 at all. Mm-hmm. And we were down by Bisbee, and then we went, and I forget the name of the canyon we went to, but it was like being in Ohio, like you're in the desert, high desert, and then all of a sudden you're in this forest, mm-hmm. Canyon that's got hardwood trees and pine trees, and it's like the leaves all over the ground. It was like fall in Ohio. And we started talking to a guy, and he said, yeah, you know, the altitude here is really high, and it's a really popular retirement place, and you know, it's off the beaten path, but it's down south of Fort Huachuca. He said it's absolutely beautiful. He was from New York. You couldn't tell from the way he talked off. Uh-huh.
But that's interesting.
So, I mean, that was a beautiful... And I was talking to a friend of mine who was actually stationed at Fort Huachuca. And he said, you know, that's one of the places we're... You know, he's in Phoenix now. He said, that's one of the places we're looking at because, you know, it's really affordable down there compared to other places. And the, you know, the climate is not what you think of when you think of Arizona.
Right.
There's higher elevation, cooler temperatures in the summer.
But that's the beauty of this country. There are so many different parts. Mm-hmm. I mean, from Maine to Florida, from Washington to Arizona and Utah.
Yeah, and Utah.
Yeah.
I never thought I would come out to the desert and be so fascinated by how beautiful it is.
You can't stop. You never get tired of looking at the mountains in Arizona, California. I mean, any place that there is mountains, and they're all different.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you know, the mountains from here to Arizona are completely different.
And then you get to Arizona and you have that red rock. It is totally different. It's indescribable. Mm-hmm. You couldn't see it if you didn't do this.
Right.
No.
And truthfully, pictures don't do it justice.
No.
No.
There's so many times that I've taken pictures and looked at the pictures and said, you got to be there.
Well, you saw our pictures of the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
when you get to the Grand Canyon, you're going to be like, oh, it's breathtaking.
Speaking of your pictures, I saw a picture of a quilt that your two daughters gave you.
Oh, yes.
This is the most awesome gift.
I'm telling you what, they win hands down best gift ever.
Now, this couple is so cute because whenever they would go somewhere, they would take selfies everywhere.
Well, you have to because you're just a tool.
We do that. We do that, too. We've done a lot of
them
also.
And Jim refuses to use a selfie stick because he thinks it's embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
So figure, as long as his arm is, that's all you've got. And he's a good foot taller than I am. Uh-huh. So if he gets from my nose up, it's a good day.
Uh-huh.
It just turned into be the funniest thing that I would start sending them to the girls saying, oh my gosh, Dad's taking pictures again.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Not in them. There's just half of my head.
Right.
Well, unbeknownst to us,
there's a picture.
Them.
There's a picture of two dogs with that are showing their teeth. You may have seen it on the internet. And it said how parents take selfies.
Right.
And we do look like
we do look like those dogs.
So they took all of our selfies and that picture. They put that picture of the dogs in the middle and a bunch of our selfies around on a blanket. And gave us, and it's a big blanket,
it's
a warm, soft
blanket. It's a nice blanket.
Yes. They didn't skimp on the blanket.
Yeah. But it's hilarious. Those two kids are amazing.
And they're like, please don't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, don't stop. Aww. I said, I don't want another blanket. Yes.
But the funny thing is, when you first had the idea to do this, and you told them about it.
They thought I was kidnapping or like we were going to join some cult or something.
Oh, because they knew I hated to ride in cars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the whole bit.
Right.
And so we FaceTimed them, which I'm sure you can imagine was a joke in itself because we had to get both of them on at the same time.
Well, at any time, when you have two kids and you call and say, hang on, we need to get the other one on the line, they're pretty sure someone's dying.
Oh, God.
So we have the screens on the computer. Mm-hmm. And Jim starts to tell him, well, we've decided we're going to sell both houses. We're going to sell the tiny house, and we're going to sell the house in New Bern. We're going to buy an RV like Jeff and Patty, and we're going to see the country. Oh. Kristen, Mom, wink if you're in trouble. And Liz is like, we need a safe word. Mom, how about we go with bananas? And anytime
you say bananas, we'll come and get
you.
Oh my Lord.
So then we told you that story, and then you started posting it on Facebook, and they didn't get it. Right. We had to explain
it
to them.
It's so funny when you'd say bananas on some of our things. Oh my gosh.
But it is.
But it's true. Yeah. It would be the same thing like how I felt when you said you were doing it. I'm like, Patty wants to do what?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It is a stretch.
Yeah.
It really is for a lot of people, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say this, and we decided to sell everything, and that was a big decision, but it was so freeing. So, I mean, if you're sitting out there thinking, God, I'd always like to do that too. I just don't know if I can make the leap. If you want to do it, make the leap. Getting rid of everything was very freeing for me because I'm the one that had to fix everything. So when something went wrong at the tiny house, when something went, and there's always something wrong at a house, and then when you own two houses, and so all of a sudden not having to worry about all that and just worry about this. And I'm pretty comfortable, you know, around mechanical things, so I sleep so much better now than I did in the house. And I have no explanation for that because it's a smaller bed, and frankly, we had a, you know, king-size Tempur-Pedic mattress. I mean, you can't do any better than that.
Yeah.
And we're in a queen-size knockoff Tempur-Pedic now, and I sleep so much better. And so does she.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know from talking to a lot of artists, and we're getting off the beaten path here a little bit, but so many artists sleep better in their tour bus than they do at home.
Oh,
and I remember when Tim McGraw, I was talking to Tim one time, and this was before he got married, he had a house, but he slept in the bus. Something about the rumble of the generator, whatever it was. So, obviously, after he got married, he started sleeping in the house. But he would sleep when he
was
single.
Maybe not all the time. If he, you know, made Faith mad, he probably had to go back out.
Back the ladder into the garage. But, yeah, they sleep better on the tour bus than they do in their house.
Wow.
That's really fascinating.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we sleep really well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I do. I sleep like a baby in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not always quiet. Mm-hmm. Some of these parks are near railroads and freeways and things, but
airports.
You can always get to sleep.
There's a lot less stress overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are moments when that's not the case, but they're fleeting.
Yeah,
I think anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I'm with you. You know, if you're thinking about doing this, then you know, develop a plan and do it. We sold a lot of our stuff on Facebook.
So did we.
And. Mm-hmm. Man, we got good prices for it, and it sold quick, and it was really interesting. When it starts selling, you're like, wow, this is going to happen, you know? And it's exciting, really.
We were very excited, very anticipatory of getting out on the road, and it was like, get here.
Yeah.
Get here. Yeah, April 21st was our drop-dead date of, you know, when we were leaving, when we closed on the house, and it's like, you just keep looking at the calendar going, oh, this is ever going to get here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course, you get the naysayers. You're going to do what?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Right.
How are you going to get your mail?
Everybody asks that question.
Yes.
Yep. And there's so many mail services out there, you know, so you can get it all done. And everything is done online. You can do all your banking online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple things that I can't get them to send me, but everything else comes, you know, email, and it's real easy to do.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon knows where you are all the time.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
And they'll find you.
They'll bring you right to your door.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you can join Prime once again for $1.99. That's funny. Mm-hmm. One thing that you get to do a lot is golf.
Yes.
And you actually rate golf courses.
Yeah, I'm on the Golf Digest panel. There's about 1,000 of us that rate courses for Golf Digest. And so, every place I go, I can usually find a golf course or two that needs ratings ballots. And so I get to play a lot of golf. Gives her four and a half hours by herself, gives me four and a half hours by myself. I invariably, though, I end up feeling guilty about being gone and leaving her by herself. And then she assures me that she loves her alone time. She loves to read. But yeah, generally about the 14th hole, it's like, she's been home by herself, and I feel bad.
Without
a car.
Yeah. I would like to have a car. I mean, that would be nice to do some exploring, but I do enjoy the alone time. But you have to remember, for Patty and I, for how many years, we never shared a bathroom with you guys in the morning, never shared a cup of coffee.
Right.
I mean, our time from the time we woke up till noon or so, we had alone time.
Oh, yeah.
And now, not just in a normal situation, we're 24/7 and 30 feet.
Yes.
It's a big change.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You brought up a very good point. Mm-hmm. There is a break-in period when you start doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good your marriage
is. Me either, yeah.
You are on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very easy for one to tell the other what to do all the time.
Oh, I never tell you what to do.
Don't look at me like that.
I just assume they're talking about us.
But you're right. And we're sharing a one sink bathroom.
Yes. Oh, that's hard.
And
a bathroom that you can't get your elbows out
right.
to the sides.
And who would think that we would give that away for this?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we right. did.
And I can't complain. Mm-hmm. I really can't. I'm fine.
No, because you're just as clean after the shower. It doesn't yeah. matter where you take right. the shower.
Yeah.
So even I have if you to have wait. To go up and use the campground bathrooms, yeah. it's, you know. It's...
So I have to wait a little bit for the bathroom for him to get out or whatever. I can't just get in there every time I want, but that's all right.
Getting back to relationships, I think a lot of people who decide to do this and think, wow, okay, we're going to live in an RV and travel the country and so on and so forth. Last thing they think about is the personal relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You go through, for us it was about 3 months, kind of a metamorphosis of getting used to being in such tight quarters, wouldn't
really?
You say?
I was fine.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I don't know. I didn't have an issue.
It's almost like a team building exercise.
Yes.
You know, you have to figure out how you're going to make all this stuff work. And
Jenga.
You can't. Yeah, you both people can't be in the kitchen at the same time.
Yeah, right. That's
only
true.
One person can be working in the kitchen at a time. Yeah.
Although I found out a lot about myself at that time. I really learned about myself because I didn't know how I treated you until we were together for 24/7 when that first 3 months.
Oh, yeah. We had a few issues.
We did. Yeah, I guess we did. But then, you know, he kind of
We're best
told
buddies.
Me, yeah, we are. And, so
and
everything's
we
fine.
Talk regularly. And
yeah.
But we were thrown out of two places for fighting. But no, I'm just kidding.
Quiet hours. What are those?
Yeah.
But that is a big thing. I think that you really have to think about the other person and you have to compromise and
yeah.
you have to understand what you're getting into, not only from a physical situation with a motor home and what you're bringing and materials and so on and so forth, but also financially and emotionally and your relationship. It's mm-hmm. it's got to be strong.
It's, well, and it's one of those things where I know you guys did some practice runs and stuff, and as far as, you know, learning how the RV operates and all the systems that you have, that's great. But as far as the relationship part of it, that's not the same, because you know you're going home mm-hmm. and then you do go home.
Right.
And then you have your space again.
Yeah.
And we're home now. This is...
Yeah.
We're in your home, and our home's about 40 yards away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they both look real familiar.
They yeah. do. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Almost yeah. identical units.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's really funny.
Ours yeah. is brown, and yours is...
bluish.
Grayish.
Yes.
Bluish, grayish.
Mm-hmm. Bluish, grayish.
It's, you know, but it's been so much fun. Seeing the things that we haven't seen, seeing some people that we haven't seen, meeting up with old listeners. Mm-hmm. You know, you run into people and they see on Facebook or something, they'll say, hey, I'm, you know, I live there. And so that's been fun too.
Yeah, we've done that a couple of times. We've stopped and run into our listeners and talked to them and seen how they live, and they see what we're doing. And it's always been a lot of fun. And the best thing about it is, usually, you'll learn a lot from the locals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to learn something about where to go, you can check TripAdvisor and do all this stuff. But if you ask a local what's going on, what to see, where to eat, oh my God, you get the best information.
We were in, was it Virginia when we went to, there was a rodeo going on. We couldn't find the, we drove all over the place trying to find the rodeo. We went to the rodeo because we wanted to see mutton busting, which is one of the funniest things you'll ever see at a rodeo. And we ended up going to this rodeo, and we were there for, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours, just watching people ride horses. And
it was old school. Yeah, was, I mean, it was uh-huh. tiny little
small,
town.
Yeah.
I think the whole town had a category to ride their horse in.
Wow.
But it was just fun to watch. It exactly. was fun to watch.
Wow.
And that's the
but,
beauty
yeah,
of it.
But you would never do that.
No. Right.
I remember talking to a guy, and this is something, because we like to cook, so we don't eat out a lot. I remember talking to a guy back when I was riding motorcycles a lot, and he was riding across the country, and he would stay in a town, but he would always look for the VFW spaghetti dinner mm-hmm. or the church potluck or some sort of a community yes. dinner where he could go and get to know people in the area and talk to them. And A, he got better food. Mm-hmm. It was less expensive. And he got to meet cool people.
Right.
And I keep thinking we should be doing more of that. Like, you know, you pull into town and you see that, you know, such and such an organization's having a fish fry on. Well, she doesn't like fish, but that's a bad example.
Right.
But, you know, they're having a community dinner on Saturday. Go. You know, so it's $6.
Yeah. yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, how about Thanksgiving for us? We were staying, we were in Benson, Arizona, mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And Thanksgiving has always been a big holiday for Jim. He's the big turkey guy, and he has his own stuffing, that dressing, you know, everybody.
Amen.
Everybody wants it. You know, it's a big deal, and you can only make it for 40 people at a time.
Oh, I make a lot.
He makes a lot. Wow. And here we were going to be in the RV mm-hmm. on our first major holiday. And it's like, okay, we don't have family. We want to do a turkey. What are we going to do? And we did it in the Instapot.
Wow.
Because we figured if it was awful, then we could laugh and say, well, we shouldn't have done it in Instapot. Uh-huh. And actually, it was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But the fun part was the actual campground we were staying at had a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
They provided the turkey and the dressing and the mashed potatoes and the gravy, and then everybody brought stuff.
Wow.
And we both kind of in the beginning were like, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. we'll see. We're going to do our own and stuff. But we ended up going, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would never do.
Right.
You know, I would never take my, quote, family holiday and go mm-hmm.
with a bunch of strangers.
With a bunch of people I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just... But yeah, it was really fun.
And it was really good.
It was good. You can imagine fantastic. Everybody's sides.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Oh,
that wow. sounds so good.
How fun. Yeah.
But I think a lot of the places do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we found, like, when we came here, you get your calendar. And, you know, if we want to do horseshoes, mm-hmm. if we want to do pickleball, if mm-hmm. we want to do aerobics in the pool. I mean, there's always something right. going on. Because I think a lot of people... especially we're finding here, and I'm sure you do too, that they're here for months. Mm-hmm. Couple people stay, like the summer, the winter in the South.
Right. Yes.
So mm-hmm. they have their own little niche
mm-hmm.
of things to do. So yeah. there's a lot of community.
Right.
And that's the good thing about this. You can stay as long as you want or as short as you want. I mean, parks will give you monthly rates,
yep.
weekly rates. You know, sometimes it's good to stay in a place longer.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts down on gas and, you know, expenses like that. Mm-hmm. You just kind of spread it out further.
Right.
And it
but
also,
if there's a lot of stuff to see, you need more than a
yeah,
week.
You
right.
do.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm. You can do a lot in a week,
yeah.
but, you know, you can do a lot more in a month.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're in an area that's like we were in Phoenix, I've been to the Phoenix area a bunch of times. I've never been to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never been to Mesa. I'd never been to, you know, any of those places. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just spent 2 weeks in that area, and, you know, we were all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too. You know, we'll go to a place and, you know, we'll spend a week, maybe 2 weeks, whatever, and think we hit everything. And then I'm on Instagram, and I see somebody post a picture. Oh, my God, where was that?
Yeah. How yeah. did we miss that?
Yeah. What is wrong with us?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing is that social media is bad for a lot of stuff. But it's really good for, hey, if you're there, you know, I used to live there, be sure you check this out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Be sure you check that
right.
out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you done this yet?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
that
really
a
cool.
Lot.
Yeah. And, yeah. And it's paid off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we get so many tips. And it helps us.
It does.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of brings us to the end of another episode.
Yes.
And you can email us your tips or questions or whatever at rockinthervlife@gmail.com. Jim and Melinda Mantel, we can't thank you enough for your time.
Oh, it was fun.
Well, thank
fun.
You. It was very
so
fun.
Fun talking to you guys.
Yep. It's good seeing you guys.
Great.
Oh, it's
seeing
fantastic.
You guys.
Is this where we start drinking now?
Well, I was going to say, can I interest you in a Zinfandel?
Yes.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.